Another line from one of your poems says, "Wrath makes incantations malfunction."
What's that?
the translation, I'm sorry. Oh,
so it's right there. There it is.
Yeah, wow. What does it mean? I'm asking myself.
No. I'm not asking you what it means necessarily, because that's a dumb question asking, Paul. What does it mean? You'd say, well, if I could tell you what it means what it says, okay. You know. But what inspired that? How do incantations manifest in your life? Or is this tongue in cheek, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, usually people feel that that it's important to be capable in doing things. In my life, sometimes I just feel a kind of incapability. You're angry with something, but actually you can do nothing. You want to change something, but actually you have to follow it, the mainstream. And you want to be a hero, but actually you're just a very minor person or something. So and before I felt that I didn't understand it. And later, I feel that this is life. That is when you can understand a kind of incapability. That then it means that you are reaching something essential in the life and in your daily life.
It's almost as if I can imagine that. You must have felt a lot of wrath and anger, yeah. Having your friends commit suicide, seeing Tiananmen Square happen, yeah. And realize that anger can be useful if you use it for positive action, but if you just stew in that anger, let it eat you, it'll eat your new bones, wouldn't
right,
it?
Right, yeah.
Another line is, "The only reality is a great reality. So-called happiness is just decreasing your vocabulary without decreasing your songs."
Yeah. That's I can't remember when was that poem was written. So what is a life? A life you need to have all kinds of possibilities. But in China, it seems that your life is everybody have to get into his or her tracks. It's like something fatal. You're fatal to do something, to take this way or that way. My friend's deaths in Tiananmen Square, I have a feeling of understanding something about the word fate, although this is a big word. I think the literary theories, there are some literary theories on small words. They don't want you to have some, giant narratives. But in China, sometimes you can feel that, for instance, these words like souls, fate, history, these big words. Actually, to be a Chinese, you can feel all these things are in your daily life. So maybe you have to you can't use a bench of the words. There are so many Chinese words, but maybe only just a few is okay for you to make a living.
Right. Interesting. Now there's a theme which I'd love if you could. The theme will emerge once people get a whiff of these two poems that I have picked out here. But there's a ill fortune H0325, and these are the two poems right here on this page. Before I get into asking about the poems or asking if you can read them, what about this titling concept here, H-003? Yeah.
They're just numbers. Yeah. They're just numbers. Actually, the title of the whole series is Ill Fortune. Then I don't give the names of these people. I wrote it, the way of writing. I got this from the... we have lots of books of history. And usually in these books, you will find very short paragraphs about different people. So they are recorded in the history. And so it's... At first, I tried to write the... what's that? VT?
Curriculum Vitae?
Yeah. I tried to write that for maybe 20 people. But, well, I have these people and I need to give them a number. So these are just numbers.
I see.
To show that...
To protect the innocent.
No. Yeah. It seems that they're just from a file. So
they're just a number, basically.
A number, right, yes. Right. A number.
Could you read that? Those two.
Let me try. As half a scholar, he relies upon established social order, but his spirit disagrees. If he suddenly died, a group of people would be thrown into disarray, and his spirit would be full of curiosity. In a group of people, what he says goes, but his spirit knows he's a coward. He has left his executive bite in an apple, and he has signed documents with a wormy cursive, but his spirit is more concerned with games. In the skyscraper of benefits, he has shut himself indoors, his spirit in an impetuous frenzy. He goes into a trace from the pretty lady flowering from the spitgut. Anyone too beautiful gives him... What's that?
Gives him erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no.
I can see it from here.
Yeah. But his spirit pounces. He needs to take care to conceal his heartbeat. His enemies will thoroughly expose him. And between the spirits of both, a friendship is established. He mastered lyricism by weighing pros and cons, and he led the crowd eulogizing a bright tomorrow. But his spirit just wants to go back to before, back to the canoe at 9 at night, back to the mountain trail at 6 a.m., but he can't do this. An urgent call ran him out of an afternoon's good mood. He put down the phone, gazed off at the mountains where the sun set, and broke into a cold sweat at the abrupt recollection of wild animals, while his spirit was growing sharp canine.
Fangs. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. An urgent call rang him out of an...
I need some practice.
Yeah, that's all right. An urgent call rang him out of an afternoon's good mood. He put down the phone, gazed off of the mountains where the sun set, and broke into a cold sweat at the abrupt recollection of wild animals while his spirit was growing sharp canine fangs. This was translated by Lucas Klein, and he obviously got... It would seem to me he did a pretty good job. I don't read Chinese, but this is pretty interesting. There's also a line about he imagines all the girls submitting to his molestation. Very interesting how there's this split where his spirit wants to do one thing and yet he's kind of not able to do that. And then there's another line, and it comes from the title poem. You're likening a mosquito to a bureaucrat. what is the exact line? Yeah, here it is. The Haemophagus mosquito, the female of the species, is in the same category as the leech, and the vampire, to which could be added the blood-sucking bureaucrat, the landlord, the capitalist, which is a line we'd expect from a communist, you know, to put the capitalist in there. And I'm not a fan of bureaucrats. When I get entangled with a real bureaucrat, I get very frustrated very easily. And you know, some of the arts bureaucrats, let me begin to tell you about that. In fact, one time I wrote an American sentence, a bureaucrat is someone great finding reasons why they can't help you. Right? But I mean, it seems like they're an easy target, but with a huge government, a huge communist government, I imagine you have 100 times as many bureaucrats in China as you do in the United States.
Bureaucrats. That's in China. That's everywhere. Well, you always have your leaders, and when people talk about things, they always say that my leader or something, my cadre's leader. Not no now.
My boss.
Well, boss is something. Boss is something for the market economy. Before we didn't have this word boss, but now boss, this word is getting much more popular than the word leader. Sometimes when people want to name a leader, they say my boss. Even a student, a graduate student, call his professor as a boss now in China. So boss is everywhere. And you can see the money element is getting into the society,
right? And huge changes because of that. And well, we could go into that. Yeah.